Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Wednesday, 3 July, 2024. Sun in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Planets are talking about choosing your words and deeds. And let's see, it's Mercury communication opposing Pluto control. So you are having a spirited debate with a fire-breathing dragon when he announces he is done talking and will now commence roasting you to a crisp. Do you A, continue trying to make your point, or B, head for the hills? Your answer will determine A, the type of day you are likely to have, and B, how far you are likely to get with a power struggle. Seriously, this climate is ideal for a tug-of-war over a fundamental issue that seems like the most important thing in the universe. But if you can somehow not rise to the bait, no matter how provocative, or if you can't prevent yourself from reacting, if you can count to a sufficiently high number that allows you to manage your response, for example, not tell the relevant parties to go play in traffic, you will end up well ahead of the game. And remember, existing issues are likely not of the hangnail variety, but rather of the whether to save the marriage, insist on better compensation, leave the field area country, tell someone to take their job and shove it, have the surgical procedure or treat it homeopathically ilk. Thus, the more conversant you are about your feelings, your options, and of course the overall objectives, the better. Chiefly affected, everyone. And if you were born on this day, while you are naturally a phenomenal juggler, the key to success this year is a single-minded devotion to your creative and personal projects, which, by the way, won't always be the ones that others believe that you should pursue, are promoting, or want you on board for. Perhaps you should hire an assistant to help oversee your myriad interests and ward off the helpful advisors or propositioners.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman. Produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.